What are we looking at here? The benefit of time. There's a saying you might hear in the industry, it's time in the market, not timing the market. We'll talk about market timing when we get to stocks. It's a losing proposition. But if we have a long-term perspective and we don't panic when the markets fall, we don't get too greedy when the markets are rising dramatically, but we're going to do okay, unless the world ends. And so these four pie charts that you see are showing you what would have happened if you had held on to this sample mutual fund that we talked about in the last presentation. We've done a few other ancillary presentations with it. It's showing you how you would have done if you had held on to the mutual fund 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and then 10 years. Now remember, we're using the A shares. That's assuming you want to have an investment advisor and pay the upfront fee. If you don't, you can get these shares and others, thousands, with no upfront fee. You don't have a financial advisor. You're your own financial advisor. But remember, you had to pay at least 5.75% just to start. Unless you have a whole lot more money, and then you pay less. But so if you just hold on to your mutual fund for 1 year, over the 89 years that this mutual fund has been in existence, there's a one in three chance, about 33.7%, that you will have lost money. So that, remember, you have to beat the 5.75% just to gain money in 1 year. And this mutual fund did in 2/3 of the time, which is a pretty good track record, right? But still, that's a 1 in 3 chance of losing money. We don't like that. We don't want to lose money. We're trying to make money. So what if we just extend our time horizon to 3 years? Well, then, oh my goodness, it goes from a 1 in 3 chance to a 1 in 7.5 chance. We go from 33.7% to 13%. So there's a 1 in 7, 1 in 8 chance that we will lose money if we have a 3-year time horizon. That's pretty good, right? I think, considering that up front that there are times when you're going to lose money. But what if we extend our time horizon to 5 years? It goes from 1 in 7 to 1 in 14 chance, a 7% chance of losing money in 5 years, which means 93% of the chance, over 9 out of 10 times, we made money. Not bad. But if we take a much longer time horizon, and some of you do have that, you're younger, you're going to be working for 30 so years or so, maybe more, 40 years. I've been at this 40. In fact, this is my 40th. I'm celebrating my 40th year at Southwestern. I've had other jobs, but this is so amazing. If you have a 10-year time horizon, this mutual fund, not all mutual funds, but this mutual fund and many others, many, many others, you have never lost money with a 10-year time frame. So you see, that's what these four pie charts are trying to show you. Have a long-term perspective. Do not panic when the markets fall. Do not get too aggressive when the markets scream higher. And the world doesn't end. You're going to do okay. I think so. So far, so good. See ya.